AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. U.S. commandos mounted a rare raid into eastern Syria overnight, killing a senior Islamic State commander in a firefight.
That's a very daring mission, and one they must have thought was an extremely high-value target.
Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts, who says this is a major blow to the Islamic State group.
If you can topple the key individuals that are distributors of those revenues and their economic sort of base of support, you can actually degrade the organization quicker than if you just focused on the military component of ISIS.
No U.S. forces were killed or injured in the operation. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Federal Railroad Administration is telling Amtrak to start using a speed restriction system on trains traveling north through Philadelphia. Southbound trains already use the automatic train control system approaching the curve where Tuesday's deadly derailment happened. The agency also wants Amtrak to analyze curves between Boston and Washington and install appropriate technology where needed. Secretary of State John Kerry is pushing China to reduce tensions over its sovereignty claims in the South China Sea.
As two of the world's major powers and largest economies, we have a profound opportunity to set a constructive course on a wide range of issues that will affect everybody all across this planet.
He spoke while in Beijing. Hundreds of activists in neoprene wetsuits and life jackets took to the waters of Elliott Bay in kayaks, canoes, paddle boats, and other vessels. It was to send a message that Royal Dutch Shell should cancel plans to drill in the Arctic Ocean. The Shell No protest by kayaktivists and the Paddle in Seattle Festival in a Seattle park were held only blocks from where Shell's Polar Pioneer is in the port of Seattle. This is AP Radio News. The second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown takes place in just a few minutes in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
Today's a great day for Baltimore. It's a great day for the state of Maryland. Couldn't be more proud to host the 140th running of the Preakness here. I think everybody's going to have a wonderful day, and it's going to be a great way to show off Baltimore and show off Maryland.
He says he expects a good race.
I think we're going to show the true colors of Baltimore City, and I think people are going to like what they see out here today.
Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah is the favorite heading into the Preakness Stakes. His primary challenge is expected to come from Derby runner-up Firing Line and stablemate Dortmund, who finished third at Churchill Downs 2 weeks ago. In the NHL playoffs, the Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2 will be played at Madison Square Garden in New York on Monday night. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.